Zag Baruch Chodesh Tov, everybody. Chodesh Tov. Welcome to a new Zman, a new month in Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, this is where everything kicks into high gear. Elul was just the 0 to 60, now it's the 60 to 120, and the way our Yeshiva works. Midterms are going to come. There's going to be so much to learn, so little time, and you have to make sure that you don't fall off the train. So, Mamash, you guys are lucky you start in the beginning of the year, because the guys who come in the middle of the year historically have the hardest time, because you jump onto a high-speed bullet train. Now we all got to start together, got to grow together, and hello, we got to speed up, and now we have to make the most of it. Rav Moshe Feinstein points out very interestingly, that it's very, the Torah begins, the Torah begins by telling us how the world was empty. And what does Rashi say? The world was so empty, it was empty tov avo. A person is tamea, he's astonished by mihaboshiba, that it's so empty, there's nothing going on. It's astonishing. How can it be that this is so empty? And that's why Hashem creates the world. Because it's so empty, Hashem had to create something. He had to fill it with something. Rav Moshe says, isn't that so strange? Who was looking? There was no one there. Who's going to be astonished at how empty the world is? That doesn't really make any sense. Like, what is this mashal of, you know, like, wow, what a big box. There's nothing inside. Have to do with the world that Hashem created with nothing inside of it. There's no one to look at it. There's no one there to observe the emptiness. Rav Moshe explains the Torah is beginning with a fundamental lesson in how to use our time and how to use our opportunities. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had the ability to create a world, and he didn't yet. That is astonishing. If a person has potential, he has the ability to do something, but he doesn't, that's astonishing. We see people who are set up. They have whatever it is that they need to succeed, whether it be the mental ability, the financial ability, or some other things. And we always wonder, oh, like, imagine if that guy was like this, he would be so successful if he just would direct his kochot into, you know, Torah learning or whatever it is. Imagine if this rich guy was Jewish, all the yeshivas would be taken care of, etc., etc. Rav Moshe says a person has to look at his own life and wonder. It's astonishing. Wait, I have all of this time and I'm not using it. That's astonishing. The Torah is telling us, look now at the beginning. Find the emptiness and fill it. As the yeshiva kicks into high gear, there's going to be a lot of things to do. There's a lot of learning to do. There's a lot of school to do, a lot of studying, a lot of homework, a lot of tests. Find the time and fill it in. Don't wait until the night before the midterm or the week before the midterm and say, oh wait, I have to study. That's what Friday afternoons are, Friday mornings and afternoons are for. That's what Motzei Shabbats are for. That's what whole Sundays are for. Sundays are tov avoh v'choshech al penei tohom. If in this place, if you don't use a Sunday right, what a waste of a day. You had nothing to do all day long. But if you use it the right way, I did all of my work for the next 2 weeks, and I can just sit and learn night Seder every single night, 8 to 11, 8 to 12, and I have nothing else to do. If you're computer science, something else. Something else. Computer science might have to do 2 Sundays in 1 week somehow to figure that out. But otherwise, and pre-med, Hashem Yazar. But okay, you know, the idea is there, that if you use your time now, and you take care of it, and you fill in your days, and you won't have to sacrifice later on. And the same thing with Torah learning. There's no more slichot. There's no more slichot. For those who don't have a baby to take care of in the morning, there's no reason why you shouldn't be here at 7 in the morning or in the Beit Midrash at 1 in the morning. Those aren't my words. Those are Yitzchak Yosef's words. There's no reason why you shouldn't be in the Beit Midrash until 1, 2 in the morning every single night. But we have school. So use your time. Use your time. Don't wait until the last minute. Right now, fill in the opportunity. Take the time and learn at nights and do your work in the afternoons every day. Do your work in the weekends. That way you can really manage your time and succeed in filling in the days. The Rambam tells us, afilu layla achad, a person shouldn't miss this of his Torah learning. That's also an opportunity. The nights are getting so much longer. There's going to be so much more time. Staying for Shabbat. First of all, you have all of Friday to do your work. And you have all Thursday night to learn. You don't have to go home. Right? And then you stay in for Shabbat, and the meal ends next week. The meal is going to end at 6 o'clock. Maybe 6:30. And then the tish is going to go from like 6:45 until 8. And it's only 8 o'clock. Glock closes at 2:30. You have time. go learn. And I'm telling you, it's the most meaningful time to sit and learn on a Leil Shabbat in the Beit Midrash, even with 100 people or with 2 people, and just sit and learn on your own and connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. The Rambam tells us, afilu laila echad, a person shouldn't sacrifice a single night of his Torah learning, because there's so much to accomplish. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Lamed Chet, tzarich lizahar b'limud ha-layla. Yoter mi b'shal yom. You're so makpid, I have to be a night seder at 9 o'clock. You should be a morning seder at 9 o'clock. Night seder starts at 8. You should be there too. Even more makpid for night seder than for morning seder. V'hamevaslo on shomerube. It says the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, don't be fanatic. It says it in Shulchan Aruch. This is normal. This gets you to Olam Haba. This is the baseline. Person has to be careful, make his own cheshbonot to figure out where he's holding, where are the empty holes, where is the tov avohu, fill it in, and make sure that it's being done in a way that's managed correctly so that there's no faltering as the train speeds up and up and up. This is a place where you can accomplish so many things. There's so many different opportunities available. Everyone should do so in a way that's noble and appropriate for what Hashem wants him to do, and make sure that you're not missing anything in the Torah and the mitzvot along the way.